Bonus.
Yes, definitely a bonus.
Money.
Girl, get your money.
Sex.
Ain't no humping going around over here.
Relationships. Current events.
New York Times Sunday paper says here.
Controversy.
I don't know about you, but I got a vent.
It all gets covered here. It's time to reshape.
Girl, fix those panties.
Recreate.
Fuck your mind up.
And motivate your mindset.
What mindset? Girl, I've been talking to y'all for 3 years. Y'all still ain't can't get it right.
So, get ready for that cigar smoking.
Girl, I love a good cigar.
Cupcake loving.
Ooh, I gotta lay off those cupcakes. They making my butt a little too big.
Coffee drinking shopaholic.
The coffee is staining my teeth, and I got more clothes than the law should allow.
Your sis and mine, MJ.
Hey, dear sis family, it's your girl MJ. I'm back with another fabulous bonus episode with fucking Frank Sasso.
Bonus!
Yes, definitely a bonus. He's back in the building. I'm actually back in the studio.
I never left the building.
I know.
You're back in the building.
I'm back in the building.
I've always been in the building.
I'm back in the building, yes. And it feels good to be here. I'm super excited. So we're going to give you guys a little treat. It just feels good because the energy is definitely high and I can appreciate what's going on right now today. And that's that. So what's your problem?
No, I don't have a problem. You're always all over the place.
I'm not all over the place. I just think.
You are, though. Always.
And all over the place in what regards, Frank Sasso?
And just like you don't like stay on track with one thought. It's always like.
I have nine personalities, first of all.
Okay, so then you're all over the place.
I don't know if I would say I'm all over the place.
That's the thing. I know you wouldn't say that. That's why I'm saying it.
I don't know. I feel like I'm at an even keel right now in my life. So really? I'm happy. Yeah, I'm totally happy where I'm at right now. Leah's almost out of school.
I heard she's being left back.
She is being left back. Well, God damn it. I didn't want you to say that on the fucking radio. Well, she is being, I don't know if she's being, don't
you
listen to Frank.
The principal gave you a heads up that she's being, they're gonna hold her back. Why are they holding her back?
No, she's not dumb. She's smarter than Einstein. However, I just feel like
she's smarter than Einstein.
Yes.
Wow, that's a pretty big claim.
Yes, she is. She's smarter than Einstein. Most girls are. Knock it off.
Most girls are smarter than Einstein.
Yeah, most women are smarter than men, period.
Okay, well, all right. I'll give you some credence.
All right, good. So we'll see what happens. But coming from Princeton, it's like, you have to do very well. You have to come to school. You have to come to class. And I think COVID kind of knocked everything out of the whole show of virtual learning.
I'm so over this already with COVID. Come on, we'll just stop it.
I think it was more of the virtual learning experience for kids that are not virtual learners. So that's where I'm at with that. So we'll see what happens. I don't know. So
that kind of screwed up some of your plans, though.
I totally did because I'm no longer moving to Texas, and I'm definitely upset about that. I don't know why you're over there gringing and like almost grinding your teeth because everything I say is like an issue or a problem.
Well,
sarcastically,
not all the time.
And
no, not sarcastically at all.
You're being
it's for
facetious
real.
As it's fuck. Not,
facetious and sarcasm are like kind of the same thing.
Don't be condescending.
I'm trying to teach you something. I'm not being condescending.
You can't teach me anything because I'm going to come back with you with a lot of big goddamn words.
Yeah, but don't use big words if you don't know what they mean or even how to say them.
Condescending? You're being totally condescending.
Yeah,
right
what
now.
Does that mean?
I don't know.
Exactly. That's my point. I feel I could teach you a lot of things. What's wrong with that? Why is that condescending? Because I feel like
please.
I have some value I can
please.
Give to you.
When you meet Frank, you'll know why.
Okay.
And another thing, Frank is not black for the last time.
Are people still asking if I'm black?
Yes.
Or
he's not
assuming I'm black. I don't even sound black.
I don't think blackness have a... Who sounds black?
You sound black.
That's because
it's not bad.
It's not bad. It's because I probably use a lot of Ebonics and urban fiction bullshit, I guess, if that makes sense.
Urban fiction bullshit.
I don't know. I don't know. It's not a thing. But
UFS.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well,
don't
you're certainly not hooked on phonics, I could tell
I'm
you that.
I'm not hooked on phonics, but I'm not hooked on stupid either.
I didn't say you were hooked on stupid. But I said you're not hooked on phonics. Just from working on all of your shows.
Yes.
There's been a plethora of episodes.
I know what that word means.
What? Plethora? What does
it mean? Yes. Plenty. More. Add on. Whatever.
All right, see?
Big.
All right. See, you're getting it. That's good. All right. Anyway. So, like Trajectory. Remember that episode?
Yes. Whoosh. I love that episode.
Oh, my God.
Trajectory.
No, again, you're saying it wrong.
How do you say it?
Trajectory.
Trajectory.
No. Traject?
Traject.
It's in the beginning. No, it's not traject. It's trajectory.
Trajectory.
Oh, you got it.
Thank you.
Which
means,
I forget,
what the hell does that mean? That's like a...
It's like a path.
A path, like a cross?
Right? Well, a cross meaning not a... cross, but across like an arc. The spaceship that took off, or the shuttle, not the spaceship, but the shuttle that took off from in Florida, the one that exploded, the Challenger,
back recently? In the 80s. Yeah, oh, back in the 80s?
Yeah, remember all those astronauts
What
died?
Year? 80 what? One or
I
two?
I don't remember. 87, I want to say? The Challenger, when it exploded.
No, I don't remember
well,
that.
Well, it reached a point in its
I was born in 76. Oh.
When it exploded.
Oh.
The O-rings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But what the hell that has to do with anything? Why would you bring that episode up? Even though that was one of my best
episodes.
Because
I'm trying to make a point that you mispronounce a lot of things
I
a
do.
Lot of times.
I do. It's because I talk too fast. And I think I'm excited and nervous. And sometimes I believe I stutter.
So you're doing stand-up comedy now, right?
I am doing stand-up comedy.
So what comedy clubs have you worked in?
I am at the local clubs here in South Jersey.
The local clubs.
Not local clubs. I wouldn't say local clubs. It's more like open mic events. Just like
oh, so they're not
showing
comedy
up.
Clubs.
No, they're not comedy. Only comedy club I was at was Punchline Philly in Philadelphia. And that was last month. And that was a great, great opportunity. And I loved it a lot.
Hey, Christina just joined us, by the way. But we were talking about you be doing in comedy in local clubs. What local comedy clubs have you worked in?
Just Punchline Philly. I haven't worked anywhere. I just showed up, signed the list, and I got on stage.
Oh, oh. So you're not really a stand-up comic then?
Not yet. I'm an inspiring comic.
Because when you say, oh, I'm a stand-up comic now.
I'm not. Yeah,
no,
well,
no, you're not.
I'm not. But
well, maybe she's speaking it.
I am speaking it.
Okay, and like, she's fine. She's speaking
into
it.
Into existence.
But
right.
I've done quite a few shows.
If you tell people I'm a stand-up comic and you're speaking it into existence, that's fine. But I say, if you're going to say that, make sure you have a date and a location so people can come and see you.
Don't they do an open mic at Social?
Thank you.
This is why she's asking me about T.C. Nelson.
I was asking him about T.C. Nelson. Yes, right. I want to. However, I've been taking advantage of all the open mics. Mm-hmm. That way I can pivot my thing to do more stand-up. Because what happened is, after I did this series podcast, I find that I'm extremely funny. And it's not what I say.
Right.
No, it's not what I say. It's what the people say.
Okay.
Ain't cut your shit. You know I'm funny. And so I decided to take it to another level. And thank God for podcasting, because it allowed me to elevate that.
Mm-hmm.
Take the listeners a little bit through your writing style, your writing process when you write your material.
I don't. I improv.
So you're an improv comic.
Yes, I am. And I'm a storyteller.
Oh, okay.
So you don't prep for any of this?
No, I just jump on stage like I'm doing right now.
Come on.
When have you ever known me to write anything?
Never. But that's
are you sure about that?
Yes.
Are we clear? Because I want the people in the background to hear this.
Listen, the people in the background are on my side, because I am following everything you're saying. You're okay. Saying to me, you never write anything. When was the last time you see me prepare anything? And I say, never. And they go, oh, are you sure about that? What's your position?
My position is, I'm being quite honest right now.
Okay.
She's making sure you're
sure.
So
then you do prep.
No.
You don't prep.
I do not.
No.
Thank you, Chris. I can't.
I have to translate for him sometimes.
How long were you guys been married?
26 years.
26 years married?
Yes.
Married.
1997.
But we've known each other since 1986. So we've known each other over 30 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not
you
doing math.
Do you sometimes want to just like blow his brains out?
No.
Okay.
No.
Wow.
No, I don't.
You're but a good wife.
I'm forbidden to get a handgun.
Look, you got it. She has a rifle upstate.
I have a rifle. But.
Upstate and a compound bow and arrow upstate.
Yes.
I want a gun too, but I know I can't have one here in Jersey.
Get a burner.
What's that?
It's a non-lethal weapon where if you shoot somebody with it, they're going to wish they were dead.
But they don't die.
They don't die.
It's a non-lethal. You don't
it looks like a real gun though. It does.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It totally looks like a real gun. Anyway, you're in a relationship now, I hear.
Wow. Are you a fucking mind reader?
No, you told me.
I am in a relationship. It's actually.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
What's that like?
It's wonderful. As good. A matter of fact, we met online.
Okay.
Which I love. Online dating. I'd rather Frank not say nothing, but I know he is, so it's almost too late. We met online. We haven't officially met yet, which I can dig and appreciate.
Okay.
Which I can dig and appreciate, because I feel, I don't know, I want to make a better connection, like, you know what I mean? Conversating and everything. Mm-hmm. Because when I feel like when people initially meet, it's like, I don't know. It's just
right,
because
you're immediately going for the looks and the that kind of thing.
The looks and
the attraction. Yeah. Right.
So to just circle back to our earlier conversation beginning of this podcast about 12 minutes ago. So then you're not in a relationship.
She
right
is.
I am in a relationship.
You're talking to somebody online.
That's not a relationship.
No, I'm on the phone with the person now. We're talking on the phone. We're on the phone. We're text messaging. We're talking to everybody. Right. Okay. Like, I know you guys been married for 26 years and out of the loop, but this is the new day and age bullshit that we have to go through.
I could never do it. No
way. Listen, if you had, let's go old school. If you had a pen pal.
Right.
That's a relationship. You've never met. You're writing letters to each other. That's a relationship.
Okay. This is why I love Christina.
You're having a stroke. Are you okay?
This is why I love her. Like, for real, this lady is like a saint married to...
Oh God!
Come on, improv comic. Think of something.
Married to Satan?
Oh no, oh,
no, he's not married to Satan.
That's a really big leap.
That's
there.
A big leap.
Married to.
Oh God! I always say sometimes
all the disciples were saints.
I'm married to like a 12-year-old. Sometimes I think all guys are 12 years old. They've never gotten past that.
Let's do 10.
10? Okay. Sometimes 9. I would even go even lower, but I know some men that are like, act like they're 4.
Oh, God.
I know a lot of them same guys.
Because they're toddlers. It's like, you know, I want my way. Oh, my life. Everyone revolves around me. Me, 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 me.
So it's going well. And that was well said, Chris, mm-hmm. because it's definitely like that. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And we have an official date mm-hmm. and we talk. It's fun.
Well, you're getting to know the person rather than just the, you know, the looks and the facade and all that.
Yes. By the way, Christina, you weren't here for this, but Leah, mm-hmm. her daughter, is getting left back in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
She is, unfortunately. And you brought that up again. It's like a stinger.
She's a smart girl, right?
Smarter than Einstein. Yes.
That's the second time we heard that.
So why is she getting left back?
Attendance.
Oh, did she cut? Oh,
she cuts?
Yeah. Not
really?
Because she's bored.
Yeah.
That could be true.
If she's smart, they're probably like not keeping up with her.
Mm, she is very smart. The teachers love her.
ADD?
No, she doesn't.
Do you know what that is?
I know what that is. Okay, yeah, no, she doesn't. But she does have an IEP?
What is that?
I don't know.
Is that like I thought it meant like an EpiPen.
No, not no fucking EpiPen. It's more like, I guess, classification for different kids. I don't know, but she's not graduating. Oh, I'm like really disappointed about that.
No, because you were going to move to Houston, and now she screwed it up for you.
I was going to move to Houston. I was really gung-ho about that. That's not happening. So she's comfortable with her decision, so I have to be comfortable with her decision.
Okay.
So we're all comfortable, and I'm doing my goddamn thing, and I'm living my life, and I'm enjoying who I am.
I think it's great that you're in a relationship.
And I'm dating.
Yeah, I think that's a great thing.
It's so refreshing.
Is there a date coming up in the future, like a physical date? Or?
For Leah? Or for me?
For you.
For you.
Physical date for
meaning
what?
Like
to meet?
To actually meet.
Oh, yes!
Oh, you have? Yay! Okay.
We're going to go see MJ on Broadway.
Oh, okay.
In New York City. What?
Okay.
The end of this month.
MJ on Broadway?
Yeah.
The heck is that?
Michael Jackson.
Oh, okay. I thought it had to do with you.
No.
Like, we're so... Listen, I used to go to Broadway a lot. Living in New York, loved it. Did off Broadway. Dancing came up. Fosse's Dancing, one of my favorite shows. I saw it on Instagram. I'm like, oh my God, I want to go. The tickets, you need to like mortgage your house to get a ticket on Broadway.
Speaking of that, I'm glad you brought that up. Again, I'm so glad she's here. She's saving Frank. I'm hosting a bus trip to New York City, mm-hmm. April 22nd to see MJ on Broadway. I got asked by one of my old time guests, Tony Israel, because mm-hmm. you know she runs the Apollo Theater.
Oh, yeah.
So she
asked
me to be the host for the whole event.
Oh, nice.
So that's, I said yes.
Wait a second. You didn't tell me this.
And the tickets are sky high. So I got 2 tickets.
Okay.
That can pay for 2 car payments.
Oh my God.
That's how much they were.
Wow.
You're going to open the show for Michael Jackson?
On the bus, Frank.
She's organizing the bus trip.
So you're going to be the comic on the bus?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Take me through that a little bit. What's going to happen? We were all on the bus, and you get a microphone, like this is your tour guide kind of microphone.
Correct.
And you're just going to start just rapping like you're
I'm going to be being myself, yes.
Just going to start talking.
Yes.
So you're going to like pick on people in the crowd.
Not so much pick on people. I'm going to give out gifts, and I'm going to tell them about who I am. And we're going to just like segue into maybe Michael Jackson, and then we'll talk about their lifestyle. I'll probably crack on their hair, how they're dressed, and things like that. Just fun.
Oh, let's say like I'm in the audience right now.
Oh, boy.
I just want to, I've never seen you perform in that kind of an environment. So like I'm here and I'm going to, MJ's here. I'm on the bus. I'm ready for like a kind of a show. So give me something. So,
sir, don't roll your eyes at me.
I'm sorry.
Don't roll your fucking eyes at me.
Okay.
I like bald guys, but I don't like short bald guys. I'm not so short. Please, I'm actually don't roll you. Your eyes at me.
I'm actually taller than you.
Are you heckling the comic?
I'm short because I'm sitting down. Maybe that's what
yes, you're definitely
that's
short
funny.
Because you're sitting
See,
down.
That's funny.
But don't fuck with me, okay? I like the brown eyes, but you need a little tan, and I don't like those pants you have on. You need a bigger belt buckle, sir. Thank you.
That's what you do with the mic? It's like a
it
poor
depends.
Man's Don Rickles kind
of. Not, sort of, kind of, yeah, I guess I should say. So again, going back to the whole improv thing, because mm-hmm. that's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like on, mm-hmm. on, and I'm always on. Mm. When I step on stage, it's like a whole different thing. Okay. Behind the mic is dope, mm-hmm. but when I'm on stage, I'm like, wow, I like it here. Mm. This is fun. I can do this.
Okay.
And I'm not nervous, and I'm not doing anything silly. I'm just being my natural self.
Where have you done this now? In
South Jersey area.
Okay.
And I went to Philadelphia about a month ago.
Oh, yeah. You said you went to Punchline?
Yes.
I think, did we go to Punchline once?
I think we did in Philly.
I feel like we went there but never saw a show there. Like, we went there
yeah,
and met
I
somebody.
That, yeah.
I met the manager
that
or
is
something.
What I
yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
So I've been inside
yes.
and I've never
right.
seen a show.
Right.
I'm not big on comedy. I feel a lot of pressure.
But you don't want to see her then.
I'm not on stage, and I think
no,
I feel
think
more pressure.
Me.
I don't know.
I think I
but she
feel,
knows me, so it's different.
It's
so
even
it's
worse
just be,
if she knows you.
Yeah, sometimes I do agree. But I can agree with you on that.
Yeah. There's no diss on you. It's just that we've never seen you perform. We've never seen you in that light.
Right.
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 So if we go to a show and, mm-hmm. and you're not funny, now as
well,
a friend.
Well, I've been to shows because we used to go to comedy. What was Comedy Alley?
Oh, wait a
right.
minute.
In Queens all
right.
the time because our friend
Jimmy's Comedy
was
Alley.
A manager there.
Yes.
Nice.
And we used to go, and there were times some really not funny comics, and I felt so bad. I felt a lot of pressure. Like, I had to laugh
right.
just so that they wouldn't go home and kill themselves.
Like, but man, but that's even worse. A fake laugh, and a nervous fake laugh where your eyes are darting back and forth to encourage others to laugh at something not funny is worse.
But, here's,
not
the, but here's the thing. Time God. Out. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
You guys will laugh. Again, 3 years knowing me, it's
Yeah,
it's,
but what if
crazy.
We don't laugh?
You will. You can't think that way. You got to just, you know.
See,
I'm
the exact opposite when it comes to this than Christina, because if I'm going to a comedy
Frank,
club.
Frank, you're fucking dying when I'm doing a show here, when you have to record it and do it over and over and over and over and over again. You're laughing. You're in stitches.
Yeah, because
right
it's
here,
bad.
Oh.
You're not trying to be funny. I'm laughing because it's ridiculous. That's why.
You're laughing because I'm ridiculous?
Absolutely.
Oh, stop.
You are a jerk. That's not
now.
True, guys. He's laughing now.
He can't stop laughing.
The life and legacy of MJ and Frank Sasso.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oof. Oof. I wouldn't see that movie.
But to say it all, life is good on my side.
Good.
I am definitely happy. At one time, I wanted to become a born-again nun, but I don't think that's going to happen.
don't even get a born-again nun.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a sitcom.
The born-again nun starring MJ.
Listen to my, I'm going to pitch you an idea.
Ahead. Listen, MJ.
All right, so MJ, you have a sitcom, and here's the premise. You are being chased by the mob. You did something really stupid. Not that you were involved in anything, but you were just maybe a witness to something because you were just out and now they know who you are. So you have to be almost in witness protection. So they put you in a convent. So you have to pretend to be a nun.
Yes!
But it's you being a nun.
Right. Yes.
Like with the cursing.
That's
and
been done
the,
already. It's called Sister Act.
It's been done already. It's
oh,
called
it has?
Yes.
I thought
yes.
it was such a great idea.
It is. They did it twice. That's
they
how great of an
twice.
Idea was.
That's how good it was. But I will be a born
Back
again.
Back in the habit.
Born again. She wasn't a born again, was she?
Well, sweetheart, do you know what born again means?
That's adorable.
Good Lord.
I can't believe my idea was stolen. Oh.
They stole your idea in the past.
I love that idea.
But that's
well,
just
yeah,
where I
so
was.
Did they. That's
I'm
why
like,
they did it.
I was so over it. I was like, somebody got to knock these cobwebs off of me, if you know what I mean. But
I
yeah.
But
I know what you mean.
It's
yeah, yeah,
moving
never
on.
Friend. Yeah, because I haven't been with nobody in almost a year. So I've been kind of like laying low. I haven't.
That's
so
a good thing.
You've seen a picture of this guy then already.
Yes!
How do you know it's him? How do you know you're about not being
Video,
catfish?
Come on, my... Oh, God, please. I was scarred with the catfish bullshit. Are we going to go another hour? Because we can. Yeah. I was scarred with the catfish bullshit. Oh,
but
no.
What?
catfish bullshit. I was scarred. I did an episode of that.
And you might do it. I remember.
He's real.
I can't believe that people think still, they're going to get away with that.
I understand what they're thinking with catfishing. They're not thinking big picture, number one.
Clearly.
Number two, if they are, they're thinking, if I can make this person fall in love with me, when they do meet me...
It won't matter.
It won't matter because now they know the essence of me.
Well, here's the one big problem with that.
Yeah.
You're building a relationship with this person on a lie.
Get that.
Women really don't go for that.
But they don't feel good about themselves because if they see someone who they feel is out of their league, and now they're falling in love with them and the person is responding to them, meaning the woman, they feel like they have to see it through. And
guys
hopefully,
get catfished too.
Do they? I feel like women get more than guys.
I mean, it's an equal match.
Well,
I feel like it's more a guy's game than a woman's game.
Bitches out here catfishing men too. For real.
Yeah.
For real.
All right. I don't think this guy
does he look like a black Kevin Kennedy? Kevin Kennedy from the Your Valuable Home podcast. He's a co-host with Ron Milk. They help people build residential real estate.
I can't even picture Kevin Black.
Kevin Kennedy?
He's so white looking.
No, he is.
I can picture him, a black version of him.
His face is like a black version of him. I love Kevin.
Well, Nadine said if Kevin wasn't married, he'd be her boyfriend.
If he wasn't married, that would be my whole dude.
That would be her whole dude.
My whole dude.
He's a nice looking guy. I do.
Yeah, he's handsome.
He's a handsome guy.
He's no Brad Pitt.
Well, okay.
Here's the thing. We talked about Kevin as well because we said if Kevin was going to, you know, we were talking about Annette. Like, oh, did show like a picture of like Brad Pitt and then Kevin Kennedy shows up, you know, and it's like, oh, this isn't the picture you showed me.
But still, Kevin's a good looking guy. So
he
it's not like it's like you're expecting
Brad Pitt
and yes, George Clooney shows up. It's like, oh, OK,
right. Mm-hmm.
We'll go this way.
I wouldn't say
either way. I'll do all three if I had to. But
Kevin Kennedy, George Clooney and Brad Pitt.
Fuck
you. One of these things is not like the other. Really?
I mean, but I don't have to because I'm at a good place.
Good.
I'm at a good place.
We'll see what happens with this guy now.
Is he nearby? He's in New York City. And like I said, guys, you're in for a surprise. I'm jumping out the window. Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Say that again. I missed what you said.
He's going to the MJ thing.
She just said that's where they're going to
be. So he's not getting on the bus?
No, he's not. He lives in New York City already.
Interesting.
So he'll be there.
And this is what day? The 22nd of April?
Yes.
Is this something that gets promoted?
No.
It's a private thing, Frank.
It's a private thing. Like, okay. I'm not even, you're not going to roast me. Because I feel like Frank is like the big brother everybody should have.
Aww.
But with restrictions and conclusions and a shotgun.
See, well, now you're going off the
track. Frank loves to roast.
I'm not going off the track. I'm going to roast your ass back. Like, you almost have to be damn near perfect to date anybody that he likes and respects and appreciate and also love. And I fall in that category. So it's not that if you size Chevelle up, he's going to size you back up.
Chevelle?
That's his name.
Chevelle.
Yes.
All right.
Well, it's because he cares about you.
Of course.
Right. So, like, you're his sister.
It makes sense.
And he's like, who's this guy? And I got to check him out.
Because I was talking to someone else. Mm-hmm. It's funny. And I say, you owe me dinner, not Christina.
I owe you dinner.
You owe me dinner. Why? Because I reached my plateau with my views, my followers, my reach, my subscribers, and all this bullshit. And I was like, oh, I got somebody I'm going to bring. You was like, oh, he's
so
probably a bum.
So, why do I owe you a dinner?
He's probably a bum.
He's probably a bum.
It wasn't even bum. Oh, it's probably some loser. So let's take that out.
Oh, don't say that.
He did say that, Chris.
Why?
She's probably shit some. That's right.
Hey.
Are you serious?
Yes. Did I say he's probably a loser?
You said that in passing under your breath. It wasn't. I did not.
You're so full of shit.
I thought you said it on the mic.
I was like, he doesn't even know him, but he was a loser.
Was
he?
Oh, there you go. Oh, see that? Okay.
He was a loser.
See, you've called me a prophet before.
Yeah. He was definitely a loser, but this gentleman is not.
Well, I remember a couple of times, like, not good loser guys.
She has some clunkers.
Yeah. I have a question about Houston. Why Houston? Why were you going to go there?
I was going to Houston because I visit and I fell in love with it.
Oh, you go there a lot?
I only went there once.
Oh, and you fell in love. I know what that's like.
I just fell in love. I was like, this is the city I need to be in.
And what about it? It's just vibrant.
It's alive. I love the heat.
Oh.
And everybody was so inviting.
Okay.
And it was just like a melting pot of great energy and good people.
Okay. I've never been to Houston. I've been to Dallas and I've been to Fort Worth.
They said Dallas is dope.
We didn't get to spend enough time there. We were there for the podcast movement. We didn't walk around a lot at that particular time. But we went to a couple of restaurants. I could see how it probably has cool neighborhoods. But Dallas is really...
It's big.
So it's huge. Not real walkable. It's not like Philly where you can walk.
Or New York.
Yeah, here and there and there. Right. So it's a lot of getting in Ubers to go to different neighborhoods.
Yes.
So is Houston like that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Beautiful city.
Okay.
Beautiful city.
So, all right. So when are we going to meet Chantal?
Not Chantal. Chevelle.
Oh, Chevelle. Sorry. Chevelle sounds like a drag queen.
No, it sounds like a car.
Of course. Chevy. Yeah. That's what they call it for sure.
No, I'm going to pick you up.
Didn't you have a Chevelle?
No, I did not have a Chevelle. I had a Chevette.
Chevette.
Now, if his name was Chevette, then you could question it.
That's Chevelle's younger sister.
Chevette is a girl's name.
Right. Yeah, Chevette is totally a girl's name.
Is it S-H-A-V-E-L?
Yes, you're right. So...
C-H.
No. S-H. Mm-hmm. S-H-A.
What's his name again? Chevelle.
All
right. Okay. I got to think of Chappelle. Like,
and you met him online.
Yes.
Okay. That's the way everyone's doing it now.
Yes.
That's how Kate met Tinder.
The only thing I want Tinder in my...
Grindr?
Oh, my
I don't know.
God. Grindr is for the gay guys, isn't it?
I don't know. You're asking me?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I think Grindr is, I'm not sure.
Me neither. I know there's Tinder, Grindr.
Tinder.
Yeah. Tinder. Oh, God. Black people meet Plenty of Fish. I met on Facebook dating app.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
right. Yeah, much better. App? Yeah.
I don't know.
I have
only been on Facebook Marketplace looking for a Hoosier.
Right. Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
I think that's how Kate met Sean, who you love.
I do love Sean. Sean is great.
My friend Kate has been doing this, and we've been teasing her for about a year now because she's talked about different guys and given them the Flyboy and the other one was Shades
you know,
and all that. Stuff. And then we finally met one. So we hope this guy's a keeper because he's
this guy. I really, really like. Listen, if they break up, I just might have to stay friends with this guy.
Really?
Yeah. I like him that much.
Damn. I hope you like Chevelle like that.
Yeah, I hope so. I want to like
Chevelle. He's a nice looking guy. Like very nice
looking.
Let me see his picture.
We need drums.
He looks like he's like 18 years old.
He looks a little confused.
He doesn't look confused.
In this picture, he looks like, why are you taking my picture?
Is that his profile picture?
No, this is a picture he just sent me.
Oh, how old is he?
He's 41.
I thought he was 26.
He looks very young.
Yeah, he does.
Why would I date someone my son's age?
Oh,
because
that's gross.
You're like that. You're a cougar.
Excuse me.
You've said this.
You're a cougar. Well, Chris, that's a good thing.
I'm going to need a minute. You might want to hold your ears.
Oh.
Fuck off, Frank.
Wow. How does your family feel about that? Oh, they're in agreement. All right.
So, this is what I get when I sit down with Frank Sasso and Christina Sasso when she comes along.
Oh, stop.
No, Chris is always in my defense.
Is he here?
Yeah, it's like so much going on. Yeah, please.
I hate that music.
And the only reason why we decided to do this.
Is he here?
Because Frank roasts everyone. And I was like, damn, that would be a good roast if I roast him back. And I am roasting
him.
He
even roasted his dad.
Oh, that was
did you roast your mom? I forgot if you roasted her.
I roast her all the time.
Yes.
But roasted my dad for his 70th birthday.
Right, I remember.
Wow.
That everybody was getting up there and going, oh, Frank. Frank is Frank's father's name. He's such a lovely man and blah, 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 blah. And he went up there, hey, dad, what are you doing? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And everyone, his sister's like, oh, Frankie, don't be so mean to daddy.
And Frank is the type of guy, if you ever met him again and he's like all over the place, approachable, but not so approachable.
Well, you...
I mean, yeah, it's the truth. Would you agree?
I don't think people will be like, oh, I want to go and say hello to that guy.
No, they won't.
No.
That's not true. There have been plenty of people that have wanted to meet me.
No, not really. But see, do they go through other people to meet you, or do they directly come up and be like, hey, how you doing, Frank? I heard a lot about you.
I wouldn't know how they come up to me through another person if I'm just meeting them. How am I?
No, I'm like saying, like, let's, oh, hey, I'm like, hey, Frank is over there. Tell him MJ said, oh, nice to meet you. MJ told me you're a great guy.
Oh.
And he'll be like,
oh, there's a lot of, oh, invite them, or invite him,
yes.
Or I don't know, maybe a little bit of both.
But you're a good networker.
Yeah,
you approach people. people yeah. very well.
Yes.
He approaches people, I think, more than people approach
me.
But that,
right.
that's almost like, yeah, breaking the ice a little bit. Because if it was the other way around, they wouldn't. They'll be like, yeah, I don't know if that guy wants to talk to me.
You could look a little intimidating and angry.
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay.
But done? Then if I'm with you, everyone, I'm smiling a lot.
Oh, and people
like I'm the
totally
happy.
They come to her.
You're not the happy, happy moron. She's like a magnet. People are attracted.
Yes, totally.
To us when she's around.
I totally like. They don't even see you, and that's when you're like, I'm standing next to her. Good. I'm glad you're just standing next to her, but I want to talk to her.
I don't ever feel like that. Aww. Ever. She thinks she knows me. Like, she can paint like this. Like,
no, but I just feel like when Chris is around, it's like, oh, how you doing, Frank? But how you doing? Hi, Christina. How are you?
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay with that, too.
Yeah, you are. And then you're like, I don't care. Who's this jerk?
There's one less person I have to talk to.
Yeah, good. One less person you have to talk to. I'm like, oh, I love your wife. Like I was saying earlier, I was like, I love her so much. And I was like, you get that a lot, Frank? He was like, yes.
Yes, all the time. All the time. Last night, all the time. Why? It happened last night.
Well, that's just what it is. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I get the same too, a little bit, but not in like high regards like you. But people
right.
feel like I'm not approachable, but I totally am.
I think you're approachable. You seem like very welcoming in your...
Yes, but they don't know how to take my energy.
Yeah. Okay, I could see that.
I don't see that she looks very welcoming.
Because you're a lot.
Yeah, she's intimidating. Thank
you. But in a good way. But people just have to get past
that.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. Yeah. Frank. Yeah, I can be intimidating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't want to be because I don't like that word. I think that's not a good word.
Okay, well, whatever. You are intimidating. I mean, good word or not.
What does that word mean?
You're putting people on guard. Like their defense is up or they're...
Now
or
we're going back to the dictionary, aren't we?
Well, I know what words mean.
Because he said I didn't know what... not facetious. What was the word? Wait. Wasn't prefla. It was trajectory.
Okay, first of all, it's not...
I got that word right. It was prefla.
Plethora.
Prefla.
No, people. There's no R. There's no R. Okay?
Prefla.
I know what prefla would mean, but that wasn't
plethora.
The word.
Plethora.
Prefla.
You didn't plethora. Know what trajectory meant.
Yes.
Nor trajectory. How to say it.
No, I still
okay.
don't.
Okay. So all I'm saying is, what you say, what does that word mean? Why are you testing me? I know what the words I use mean. You don't.
Intimidating means what to you?
It's not what it means to me. It's not like, my opinion of the definition.
It means like someone who gives another person like a little bit of fear.
Yeah. A right. reason to guard up.
Right.
They don't to feel like
you should totally guard up.
Okay, so now you're in agreement. This is what you mean. You're a flip-flopper. This is what you do. You seriously. You pick a position, and then you say something that totally goes against what you just said of that your position is. And then nobody understands what you mean.
I take that back. I don't want to be called intimidating. I don't want to intimidate anyone. However, that's the makeup that I've been getting for the last 3 years from everyone.
The makeup you've been getting.
Here's the thing. Some people will take you as intimidating, and I think some will take you as powerful. Like it's.
That word. That's a better word.
There's a fine line because some people see a powerful person and are intimidated.
Thank you.
I just want to say one thing.
Am I going to like
think,
this?
I think you put on an air of intimidation because you're actually, in reality, very sensitive.
Oh, ooh. I agree. I agree with that.
I am the most sensitive person.
And the intimidation is almost like
totally.
It's like a protection. I think I'm hitting on a nerve.
Totally,
totally.
I agree. I highly agree.
Wow. Okay.
I highly agree because I am very sensitive.
So stop being so intimidating and be more gregarious. I'm sorry. No. Did I confuse you with that word too?
Gregarious.
She's already gregarious.
Would you say you're gregarious?
For someone that stayed back so many goddamn times, how would you know all these words?
It's not because I was stupid.
Were you bored?
Because I was smarter than Einstein.
No.
I was very bored. Extremely bored in school. So I had to just amuse myself by making fun of the other kids. That's what the report card would say. Frank continues to make fun of the other children. I'm not kidding. And the teacher comments. I was roasting people in the fourth grade. I still have that report card. I'm going to put that on the website.
And you should definitely, you know what? You should definitely make a picture of this whole bonus thing with a rope around your neck, me pulling you. Because this is definitely what
you feel like you have to drag me along?
Yes.
You begged me to be on your show just now.
Before I didn't beg you. Beg you? Are you out of your fucking mind? Excuse me, Christina. Beg you? I don't know who shows. You could put this on Trenton Wave, but dear sis, this is definitely waves. A hot ass bonus.
Waves.
Listen, I have shrimp in the car.
Oh yeah, we gotta go.
I really don't want to. I don't want to get salmonella or whatever you're gonna get. I know I'm not gonna get sick, but
dear
sis,
family,
we're out of here. MJ, we gotta go.
Yeah, we gotta go.
You want to continue doing your show? Lock the door.
No. Deuces family, it's your girl MJ. As you know, we gotta go, but let's connect, discuss, and make some shit happen. MJ. I
know what that means.
You've been listening to the Dear Sis podcast. Visit us online at dearsis.world today to leave a message or ask a question for our monthly Q&A with MJ.